Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Return to a form in Esther, and is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, a Goyen Agadol of David Zatzal. This week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chav Ches, Psukim Tes and Yud, says the Torah Akdosha. Lakachta Shnei Avnei Shoham, you shall take these two Avnei Shoham, translated as sardonyx stones, Avnei Shoham is easier. And Ufitach Talem Shmos Bnei Yisrael. And then you should engrave upon them the names of the children of Israel as part of the big day kahuna of the coin. Gadol was this, were these Avnei Shoham. Right to the pasuk says, Shisha Mishmosim 11 Achas, as Shisha Mishmosim. And six of the names on one stone, and the remaining six names in the second stone, according to their birth order. And then Vayitu, the pasuk says, to put it on your shoulder, on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. Samta Shnei Avonim, Al Kisvo Se'efod, Avnei Zikaron L'Bnei Yisrael. Gevaldik. So we have these two stones, they're called Avnei Shoham, and they have the names of Shemos B'nei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, i.e., the 12 tribes. So the situation gets very, very thorny now. What is the order of these names? That's going to be the problem. And later on, it says, weiter, Pasuk Choftes, that, V'nos Aaron Ishmos B'nei Sobachosh and Amishbar Ali B'vol HaKodesh Zikron Lefnei Hashem Tomit. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel on the breastplate of judgment on his heart, when he comes into the holy as a continual memory before Hashem. Ad kan mi divrei hapsukim. In Sota, daf lamed vav, amud aleph, it says, shtei avonim tovus, hayu lo lekohen gadol, he had two good stones, v'shmos, Shneim asar shvotim kosuv aleihem, and the names of the 12 tribes were inscribed upon them, written upon them. Shishal evan zu v'shishal evan zu, six on this stone and six on the other stone. Shneim rashishim shosan elven achas, etc. Now Gemara says shnia mitold kitoldosam, v'lo rishoino kitoldosam. On the second stone, it's going to be kitoldosam. It's going to be according to the order of their birth, but not on the first stone. The first stone will not be according to the order of their birth. Mipnei sheYehuda kodem, because Yehuda comes first. In other words, on the first stone, this is Shita Satana Kama, first comes Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi dibor maskel kitoldosam, kseder leidosam, shisha achroinim kisidron, kseder toldosam, kseder leidosam. The six latter ones are in order, the second stone. And what's that seder? The seder is God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, and Binyamin. That's the seder, the second stone, kseder toldosam. V'shisha rishonim nichtavu by Yehuda. Yehuda starts it off. The first stone is not keseder toldosam, but rather we start off with Yehuda. Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Don, Naphtali, keseder leidosam chutz mi Yehuda. So it is taka keseder, but not with Yehuda. Yehuda is out of order. It starts, the first name is going to be Yehuda, and then Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan and Naphtali. Kisedir leidasa. So that's Shita Satanakamo. The Chamishim Osios Hayu. There were 50 letters. Esrim v'chamisha al even zu. V'esrim v'chamisha al even zu. 25 on this stone and 25 on the other stone. Okay. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer, lo keder shechalukim b'chomesh apkudim, chalukim b'avnei ephod. Ela kederech shechalukim b'chumash sheni. It is not going to be split up in chumash hapekudim. It is not going to be split up on these stones like it is in chumash hapekudim. Rashi kloima lo keder shesdur b'chumash hapekudim u'sefer v'idaber shenizdu b'roishoy elu shmos ha'anashim asher yamdu. The names of the Shvatim were not divided on the stones of the Ephod in the same way they were divided on the list found at the beginning of the book of Numbers. That's Chumash HaPkudim. That's what Orthodox Jews call Bamidbar. Rather, they were divided, as we find in Bamidbar, in the first parak. Rather, they were divided in the way they were divided in the second book. Elek Deir Shechalukim Chumash HaSheni. What's the second book? The second book is Exodus, which religious Jews call Shmos. Shmos. B'tchilas Rashi, b'tchilas ve'ele Shmos, Ruven, Shimon, Levi, v'Yehuda, v'Yisachar, v'Zvulun, v'Echad mehen, b'sheni, Binyamin, Don, v'Naftali, God, v'Osher, v'Yosef. So we have the Shita of Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina holds that on the first stone, it's going to be Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. And on the second stone, it's going to start with Binyamin, and then Dan, Naphtali, God, Asher, and then finishing off with Yosef. Ketzad, how does this work? Via zoi se'arbitis, ech ze oved, tshuva. On one stone, the names of the sons of Leah were written in the order of their birth. Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So that's why we have the sons, and one stone we have the sons of Leah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Chanina. We have Bnei Leah, Ketoldosam. And on the other stone, so Bnei Leah is Kesidron according to the order of their birth, and then Bnei Leah. Echad mikan ve'echad mikan, or b'nei shvachah is be'emtza. And the way it goes with b'nei Rochel is one here and one there, meaning Binyamin and Yosef, and the b'nei shvachos are be'emtza, and the b'nei shvachos are in the middle. So the only thing that's a little tricky over here is what does it mean, Echad Mikan ve'Echad Mikan? And as we know, we have Binyamin and Yosef, one on the top, one on the bottom. So you can understand that Binyamin was on the top and Yosef was on the bottom. You can understand that Yosef was on the top and Binyamin was on the bottom. But it's not clear, because it says B'nai Rachel, one above and one below. And the B'nai Shvachos are be'emtza, Dan Naphtali Gad and Asher are be'emtza. Okay, so we have again the sheet of the Tanakhama. Sheet of Tanakhama is on one stone. Is Kisedir told us in the second stone, God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Binyamin, according to the order of their birth. And the first stone is not according to the order because it starts off with Yehuda, and then Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Dan, and Naphtali. So it's slightly out of order, the first stone. And according to Rabbi Chanina, the way it goes is that it's the first stone, is Kisedir told us, B'nai Leah, and the second stone is the B'nai Rachel top and bottom, and then in the middle, the B'nai HaShvachos. And that is the Machlokes here in the Gemara. And now we're going to see the Rambam. Rambam claim Mikdash 9-9. ומפתח על שתי אבנים שמות השבטים, so he put on the two stones the names of the shvatim. Shishal evan zu, v'shishal evan zu kisol dosa. Six on this stone, six on that stone. V'kosvim shem Yosef Yehosaf. And you write the name Yosef as Yehosaf. That's Behemshech HaSugya. Behemshech HaSugya, it says, they're not really 50 Osius, the Gemara says, they're really 49, 50 minus 1. So if Yitzchak said, okay, they add on a hey to Yosef, Yehosaf, Givaldik, and then the Gemara, okay, so this way it's 50. And Rachem Yitzchak says, no. It's no good to add the hey, because it has to be kitoldosim be'inan. You gotta call the names they were called when they were born. And Yosef is called Yosef, it wasn't called Yehosaf. So rather, says the Gemara, this is 36b in Sota, that the whole Torah, it says Binyamin without a Yud, but here it's going to be Binyamin with a Yud. V'aviv karlo Binyamin with a Yud, or a Yid, as Chassidim say. So Binyamin was a true Yid, he had two Yids in his name. So, and that's Binyamin, so that's the added letter. Okay? Beautiful. So how does the Rambam paskin this? The Rambam says, V'koytzvim shem Yosef, Yehosaf. So he adds on, like Gemara says, he adds on the extra hey. And shalom Yisrael, v'nimtzu chamishim ve'eslim os be'evin zu, v'chamishim ve'eslim os be'evin zu. So 25 in each one. And now the Rambam tells us how it was written. V'kach hayu kosvim. And this is how it was written. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Those are the first six. And then Naphtali, Dan, Gad, Asher, Yehosef, Binyamin. And those are the second six. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel Harambam. Now, the language of the Rambam here is a little bit confusing, because the way I read out the Rambam. And that would seem to be one. And then Naphtali, Dan, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. That would seem to be the second one. However, the Rambam says that the Evan where it says Ruvain is on his right shoulder, and the Evan that it says Shimon is on his left shoulder. So therefore, the Seder of the Rambam is in relief, what they call. In other words, every other one. First you have on one stone Ruvain, and then you have on the second stone Shimon. And then on the first stone is going to be Levi. And then in the second stone is going to be Yehuda. And then in the first stone is Yisachar. And then in the second stone is Zvulun, first stone Naphtali, second stone Dan, first stone Gad, second stone Asher, first stone Yehosef, second stone Binyamin, Ad Kan Harambam. And that's why Ruvain is on the left, right shoulder, and the stone that has Shimon's name is on the left shoulder. You know, the Rambam writes in his Lashon. Rambam's Lashon is V'kacha yukos v'm Ruvain Shimon Levi Yudisechus V'ulun Aftali Gandad Dan Gad Asher Yosef Binyam. But he's going from one stone to the next. First stone Ruvain, second stone Shimon, first stone Levi, second stone Yehuda. V'chein hala v'chein hala. So that is Shitas HaRambam. And the Kesef Mishnah already is Tamei on the Rambam and the Rikurkus. And so the Radbaz, Ve'od, Ve'od, everybody's wondering about the Rambam. Number one, Tamua, Shere Mefurash Bagmara. We have Mefurash in the Gemara that you don't write Yehosef. So what does the Rambam say to write Yehosef? Because in Shem Yosef, Yehosef with the extra Vav, the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara ends off concluding that you go with Binyamin Male. So ma pitom this Yehosef. Yehosef is in the Gemara's Havamina. Gemara says, no, you have to call them like they were named. It's the Ersh Dekasha. The Rambam goes against the Maskanas HaGemara. Second Kasha, Tomu HaSeder. The Rambam Seder is signed not according to the Tanakhama and signed not according to Rabbi Chanina. Ben Gamliel. According to the Tanakhama, the Seder is more or less Lefile Dasa, except for Yehuda coming at the beginning of the first stone. And the Rambam doesn't have it that way. The way the Rambam has it is first B'nai Leah. In other words, first Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. And then the B'nai Ashfachas. And then Naphtali, Dan, Gad, and Asher. Because again, when the Rambam writes his Seder, the Rambam writes it straight. The Rambam says, "Kacha Yikotzvim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Naphtali, Dan, Gad, Asher, Yehosef, Binyamin." Which is six on one and six on the other. Meaning first Reuven on one, Shimon on the other, Levi on one, Yehuda on the other, Yisachar on one. So, Beseder. So you want to say that's how the Rambam learned the Tanakhama, but Tanakhama holds that you start with Yehuda. The first name has to be Yehuda. So the Rambam is against the Tanakhama, and the Rambam is also not like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Because according to Chanina ben Gamliel, on the second stone, it's going to be Binyamin on the top and Yosef on the bottom, or vice versa. But the Rambam definitely doesn't have Binyamin on the top and Yosef on the bottom. Binyamin has in the second stone, rather, Rambam has in the second stone Binyamin on the bottom, but he doesn't have Yosef on the top, or Yehosef as he calls them. As a Rambam, lo mistadeh, lo im shitas atanakama, v'lo im shitas v'chinei ben Gamliel. So who's he paskening like? So the Ketzef Mishnah writes, the Rambam is paskening v'chinei ben Gamliel, v'shum et v'stabir taimei, v'svir leil ha-Rambam, v'mashkos v'di v'chinei ben Gamliel, v'bnei shvachos b'emtza, ein ha-kavana bein b'nei Rochel, el ha-kavana shehem bein b'nei Leah l'v'nei Rochel.
Elin de la lichta Ruveni Vishimoni. As Echa Ketzef Mishnah Miyashev. So the Ketzef Mishnah says about the Rambam is that the Rambam taka paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And what's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's Shita? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's Shita is, first of all, he paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel because Mistabir Taime, because his reason makes sense. What was the lashon of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, "Lo kederach shachalukim b'chomesh apkudim, chalukim abnei efer, lo kederach shachalukim b'chomesh sheni." So, like it's done in Shmos at the beginning, how does that work? the Bnei Lea Kesidron, Bnei Rachel one here and one there, and the Bnei Shvach was Be'emtza. So what does he mean by this? So according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is learning Pshat and Ruchinim Gamliel, that when it says Bnei HaShvachos Be'emtza, it doesn't mean that Bnei HaShvachos are in the middle of Bnei Rachel, as we had it that the Bnei Shvachos are in between Bnei Rachel, meaning Binyamin at the top, Yosef on the bottom, and then the Bnei HaShvachos, Dan, Naftali, Gad, and Asher, are in between Bnei Rachel. That's the way we explained Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. However, the Rambam has a different understanding. The Rambam's understanding, as per the Kesef Mishnah, is that they're between Bnei Leah and Bnei Rachel. That's when it's Bnei Shvachos Be'emtza. They're between Bnei Leah and Bnei Rachel. How does that work, that the Bnei Shvachos are between the Bnei Leah and the Bnei Rachel? Because again, who are the Shvachos? Shvachos were Bnei Shvachos, or Dan, Naftali, Gad, and Asher. So as the Rambam has it, on the first stone, you have Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naftali, Gad, and Yosef. So that's what it means, that the Bnei HaShvachos are in between the Bnei Rachel and the Bnei Leah, because on the top are the Bnei Leah, Reuven, Levi, and Yisachar, and on the bottom is the son of Rachel. And then in the second stone, on the top, you have Bnei Leah, Shimon, Yehuda, and Zvulun, and then you have Dan and Asher, with Bnei HaShvachos. And then in the bottom, you have the Ben of Rachel. It's not Pshat, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam is telling us that it's going to be Bein Bnei Rachel, as we understood. But no, in between Bnei Leah and Bnei Rachel. That's what it means that they're Be'emtza. Okay, so the Rambam just has a different understanding of Rabbi Chanina. And therefore, Akol Ba'al Makom Bishalom. It's going to be Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naftali, Gad, and Yehoshaphat on one, Shimon, Yehudi, Zvulun, Dan, Asher, and Binyamin on the second one, and Taka, the Bnei Shvachos, are in between. The Bnei Shvachos are in between. Who are they in between? The Bnei Rachel and the Bnei Leah? And the Bnei Leah are Kesidron. How are the Bnei Leah Kesidron? The Bnei Leah are Kesidron because you have on one stone Reuven, second stone tops with Shimon. First stone tops with the second name is Levi, and then Yehuda on the second stone. First stone Yisachar, and then Zvulun. And that's Kesedah Leidas Bnei Leah. So the Rambam just has a different understanding of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and that's how he paskins. What about the problem of Yehoshaph? So he says, you know what the problem with Yehoshaph is? Yehoshaph is only a problem, that whole kasha of the Gemara, of how can you write Yehoshaph? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Osif lo os achas. Edus b'hosef samo, b'tzeisel eretz Mitzrayim, they added on a Reuven, and then Rav Nachman, that's the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. And then Rav Nachman says, no, it says ketoldosam. Since it says ketoldosam, it doesn't work. Because he wasn't named, Yosef wasn't named Yehoshaph. He was named Yosef. Therefore, we had to come on to Binyamin, as his father actually called him. So says the Kesef Mishnah, this whole Kasha is only Kasha according to the Tanakhama. Because the Tanakhama requires Toldosam. What's the Lashon of the Tanakhama? Shnia Ketoldosam, below Rishona Ketoldosam. So he says that in the second stone, they have to be Ketoldosam. And that would mean Yosef. And not Yehoshaph. That's only according to Tanakhama. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he doesn't even require Ketoldosam. So Mele, he's cool with Yehoshaph. This whole kasha doesn't even apply to him. So that is a seemingly ingenious explanation of the Rambam. However, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh bombs the Kesef Mishnah. And that, please God, is what we are going to see in the next offering. So I thank you for listening, and Bli Neder, in the next year we will see the kashas of the Heilige or Chaim HaKadosh on the Kesef Mishnah. And then, B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we are going to see a Mahalach to explain the Rambam. And it's kedai in between these two shiurim that you did as I did, which is to write down on a piece of paper, so it's in front of your eyes, the various shitas, and then it's much more clear that way if it's in front of you. I'm assuming, I don't have an art scroll, Maseches Sota, but I'm assuming the art scroll Sota, it's all, they have a chart for that. And probably somewhere in the internet they have charts. So you could look at the charts. I'll call upon him. Then please God, we will get more clarity. We will have more clarity in the future shiurim, and we're going to see the flows. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. B'li neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.